And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Thank you very much there, legendary John Bon Jovial. And thank you, listeners, for joining us for another hour of all these exciting things we do, which is primarily play lots of good music and talk to some great artists. And we're going to get things off to a start this Father's Day this year with a very special track that I have to be honest with you. I have heard this track and I've been sitting on it because it was to be held for a Father's Day special, and that we're going to play it right now and salute all the fathers. As a matter of fact, let's dedicate this show to all the fathers in the world and make it our Father's Day special. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Smith Sisters Bluegrass with Face to Face. Everywhere and their father in particular. John Bon Jovial, your thoughts?
Oh, I like it. And I love the, you know, the fatherly approach to it. What I was kind of thinking while I was listening to this, while it doesn't sound like them, I kept thinking that the folks that make up Alison Krauss and Union Station would really like that song. And because I've heard them do similar types of music.
You mentioned that. I could definitely hear them doing that, but this is a
beautiful
this
song.
Is more than just a fatherly tribute by the girls. This is a Well, you really have to go to their website and read this story that goes with this, because it's kind of, it's a true story in ways. So you really need to hear how they explain it and tell you the story behind this song. But it is a beautiful tribute to dads everywhere, and we're so glad they let us share this on the David Bowers Awards this Father's Day 2020. Thank you very much, girls. A pleasure. And we look forward to the next time we have the girls on the show here. John Bon Jovial, how are things in Camp Swampy?
Oh, lately, pretty swampy. this past Saturday, in 1 hour's time, we had about 3.25 inches of rain in 1 hour. It was just an awesome display of wetness, is what it was.
Would it be safe for me to say your drought is over?
The drought is over for the moment. Yes, it was really only up to a couple of weeks ago that the grass was brown and dying, and the flowers and all the shrubbery were doing a WT heck to me.
Well,
I can't say that other word. This is a family show.
This is a family show, yeah. But as you know, I have had this incredulous feeling forever. It is so hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that an area that is not only surrounded by water, but is literally sitting on or in the water, could possibly have a drought. It's like something out of some science fiction movie.
Welcome to Florida.
I know, as the old saying goes, been there, done that. Yeah, it is. It's good to know you got some rain, but that's an awful lot at one time for any area. And as they joke about, or used to, I haven't heard so much lately, they used to joke about California breaking off and going floating out into the ocean or whatever, at least half the state. I worry about about Florida sinking into the ocean.
Well, we went from about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we went from a year-to-date deficit of about 6 inches of rain to now we have a surplus of about 4 inches of rain, and it's been pretty wet, and the humidity has been awful, and as a result of the rain now, the helicopter-sized Florida state bird, a.k.a. mosquitoes, are coming out, so you have to kind of dodge those, but I understand that out there in the Arizona desert, you've been getting some mild evenings and rather hot afternoons.
Actually the evenings have warmed up to a great degree. It stays shall we say mildly warm, and it stays up into the 90s until about 8-9 o'clock at night, and sometimes later than that. And we've had 2-3 110 degree days already, and we know there's more on the way. But then our monsoon season just started today, as a matter of fact. This is recorded, as most of our listeners know, in advance, and this was recorded on June 15th, and that is the start of our monsoon season. So we should be getting some torrential rains somewhere in the very near future. The thing is, here it's so dry that it can rain today and be dry tomorrow, so you don't really notice it. This is full-time drought here, but the problem is the ground is so hard, the rain comes in and it just washes off. It doesn't really sink in, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Well, I can remember living out in New Mexico, and, we'd go for long periods of time without rain, and then when we did, the arroyos would start running. And it was just impressive as all get out. And really, the last place you wanted to be was was facing that torrent of water when it suddenly appears out of nowhere.
And that's just it. It does appear suddenly. If you are in one and one is in there's a flood coming down it, if you have a few seconds to get the heck out of the way, you're lucky, because a lot of people don't. And people, especially people that aren't familiar with the area, forget that, and they'll be out hiking or driving off-road or even horseback riding. And we'll get caught. We'll have people getting caught in those situations every year. And some of them, unfortunately, don't get out of those situations. It's not a good thing. You have to really be on your toes and know what's going on because it can sneak up on you. But anyway, we are here on the Father's Day edition of the David Bowers Awards, and we'll be welcoming a couple of guests, two or three guests coming up in the not-too-far-distant future in the next few minutes over the hour. And this is the show where every show is an award show, which, of course, makes all of our guests award winners. And we want to also extend our thanks to Titty Bingo, our house band, for our theme music. And, since we are the award show, we also want to thank, we want to thank Mary Perry, an accredited disability underwriter in Rochester, New York, who, actually, she underwrites our show so that the good listeners of ours up in Rochester, New York, get to hear us every weekend. And we are, of course, carried by WRFZ FM 106.3. That's Rochester Free Radio. Thanks to Mary Perry's considerable and continuing support. We thank you very much for that, Mary Perry. Also want to mention a couple of our friends on WRFZ. Steve Litvak's Rock and Roll Rumble Show, which follows the David Bowers Awards on Rochester Free Radio's Saturday. And we start at noon, and then at 1 o'clock, Steve Litvak's Rock and Roll Rumble. And after that, you get Armin Spins. And that's Armin Schauberg and his son Eric. And he's got some great music that you probably never heard of before. He searches out the good, the eclectic, the unusual, the stuff that should have been a hit but wasn't for whatever reason. And you will hear some great music there. So you check that out. And for those of you around the world, you can pick it up too. You can find Rochester Free Radio online at, coincidentally, rochesterfreeradio.com. Check it out. And also let us know what you think, because we like to hear what our listeners think about their programming. I mean, we get the email on our listeners about our show, and we appreciate that and value everyone. But we'd like to know what you think of other things like Rochester Free Radio's music shows and show artists you'd like to hear on the show here. If you hear a new artist come up, or if you know one that you would like to have on the show, or at least have his music featured on the show, by all means, drop us a line. David@thedavidbowers.com is the simple email address, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, if you have someone or something that you think deserves an award, a music-related act that is, you know, really super or really dumb, whatever, drop us a line about that, too, at David@thedavidbowers.com. And, hey, who knows, we may take your suggestion and make it an award winner here on the show. I guess we've got music ready to roll. I know we've got a guest standing by waiting to come in and talk to us. So we're going to bring you another group from upstate New York today. They are I think you're going to like them because of their difference. They're not your regular rock. They're kind of contemporary with a real heavy throwback sound to the psychedelic rock of the late 60s into the 70s. Let's listen now to Trampoline Jet Stream.
You have a right to decide your come
what you say, will not explain what you'll do.
You have a right to decide your own fate. There's no one else who can find your patience.
There you go. That's Patience. They call themselves Trampoline Jetstream. And here to talk with us now is Nick from Trampoline Jetstream, Nick Vanderwood. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine, my man. Glad to have you here with us today. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. Thanks for having me on. Really psyched about this.
Hey, great having you. And we always love hearing from new artists that we haven't heard before. And been looking forward to you coming on and talking to us, especially because of your unique sound. The band coming up with this kind of a throwback to the late 60s and 70s and the acid rock and the peace, love, and happiness from San Francisco and everything. And it's really neat the way you've managed to blend that all together.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, all members, you know, of all four of us are really into that kind of sound, the psychedelic rock that you mentioned, and especially the 60s and 70s. You know, it's just really cool because when we were younger, we were more into like the 90s, kind of early 2000s rock. And then eventually we realized, you know, those artists that we loved from the 90s were inspired by the 60s and 70s. So as time went on, we're like, you know what? Get our inspiration to the, you know, pretty much the roots of our inspiration. So it's cool. We're able to kind of show that and, you know, it being our first release, you know, really psyched to be able to put a sound out like that.
I get that. And believe me, I like that. Plus I like the fact that you're bringing out the crossover, the roots of today's music in a way that to a large degree we didn't have. I mean, we had, in the early days of rock and roll, I mean, John and I are antiques here. We've been around, they did have telephones when we were kids. But anyway, we had some throwback
phones.
To the...
Yes, dial-up phones.
Yes, dial-up phones. Yes. We had some throwback music to the big bands of the 40s and the early pop sounds of the 50s. But you didn't have... as many acts who were actually drawing upon that music and bringing it to the forefront where the listener could get an appreciation for where the music you're playing came from. And I like the fact that you're bringing that out. You mentioned the four guys in the band. Tell us about the group.
Yeah, actually, I'm right here with my drummer, Adam Mannion, too.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Welcome aboard, Adam.
Hey, yeah, the two other members, our guitarist Alex Verbicas and our bassist Trent Carrig, they couldn't make with us today, but you know, we've been a unit for a while. I mean, we've been playing since we were probably 15 or 16, I want to say, and right now we're 23. So we really had, you know, we've grown together, you know, in every, I guess, in a lot of ways. I guess musically is the main way. You know, we've kind of grown together and really solidified our sound, and you know, we still feel like there's a lot more that we could do too, obviously, you know.
Well, the nice thing is you have established yourself to the point where you're comfortable with where you are, and now you can work on growing from that experience and building upon it together, which is a neat thing. You guys will have a treasury that, you know, a lot of artists don't get, because you've been together since you were young. You've built up this cohesion and this sound that is all yours. And now you can take that out and you can grow with it. And you've just got, It's incredible the stuff you've got to look forward to. John Bon Jovial, you're sitting there. I know you have thoughts on this. Jump in.
I do. First of all, guys, welcome. We are thrilled that you're with us today. But I'm listening to your music, and as David will tell you, because he, you know, and he does this to me on almost on purpose, I guess. I never get to hear the music until the time we actually play it on the show, because he wants an honest opinion. And I do like what you're doing. I, being the dinosaur that I am, if you will, I'll just give you a hint. In 1968, I was a tender young age of 17. And I was listening to bands like Blue Cheer and The Fugs and Procol Harum. And if you don't know who these guys are, look them up on YouTube, and you'll see some similarities there. You guys are doing a lot of what they were doing 52 years ago. And the music has stuck with me to this day. And listening to what you are doing really brought me back to that time period. So I applaud you for doing that, because you're right. It is the root of this kind of rock and roll. It's not the root of rock and roll, but this particular type it is.
Oh, yeah, that's great to hear. That's really cool. That's the first time you heard it. You know, we're really interested to hear what people think, like, at first glance. And, yeah, that's great. And you know, we've heard of The Fugs. Yep. That's great.
Yeah, and you got to look up Blue Cheer, and you got to look up Procol Harum, because Procol Harum is known for, you know, a classic song, Whiter Shade of Pale, but they did so much more, and they really went out on an experimental ledge that most people don't know about, and what you're doing is a lot of what they were doing.
And you had a lot of other groups from the era. I mean, you can think of one of those Strawberry Alarm Clock, the Faces. I guess they were, tiny faces, little faces?
Small Faces.
What were they?
Small Faces.
Small Faces.
Yeah, with Rod Stewart.
I was close.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But, it was quite an era in music, and it has established its own place, and it's really good to hear somebody that is able to do a contemporary draw out of that sound and make it work today. That's a really good thing. Now, you guys, this is your initial album release, correct?
Yeah. This actually, this wasn't supposed to be our first release. We had kind of an interesting delay. We were supposed to release a full-length album, about, I think, in 2018, at the end of 2018. And I actually had a vocal injury. I'm, like, being the singer, I had a vocal injury for about a year. And I had to wait to record vocals until pretty much this year, to 2020. It took me a while for me to feel comfortable singing the songs that we had recorded. And then, wow, of course, by the time I actually went to record in February, as you know, the pandemic started, so I couldn't finish the album again. So here we are now, and luckily, of course, we've had so much time to record newer music that we just have a stockpile of songs and album. I guess you could say we have a couple albums kind of in the stockpile, and we're going to I'm going to go in the studio the end of this month to actually start that album that was supposed to be released 2 years ago, it's just very interesting. And then at the same time, we're going to be recording at Big Blue North Studio in Utica. We're going to be recording the newer album as well. So we're kind of looking at two right now for this year, and then for possibly beginning of next year.
Awesome. That is really something to be excited about. Now, with all of this stuff in the can, or soon to be in the can, are you looking forward to being able to go out and do some touring in support of your music, or are you doing anything now, like live stream events or house parties or anything?
Yeah, since the release of our quarantine EP, and I should have mentioned that before. Obviously, since I couldn't finish recording in April, or March and April, we were all separated. We didn't see each other once in the making of these songs that you just heard, which was also very interesting for us. And we figured once this all passes over, We're going to slowly kind of ease back into live shows, probably some house parties. I think we have one planned for next month. Nothing too big, but we're really excited. It's going to be, I think once live shows become a thing again, everyone's going to just want to go out and play. And, of course, we're going to be more than hyped to perform in front of people again, you know?
Yeah, well, we had Z on here last week, and he was talking about the thing he's doing where he's doing some, I guess, boat hopping. We called it a pandemic cruise. We were talking about he had mentioned the possibility of doing a rafting down a river like the one of the creeks up in the area or when you're fishing areas, and having gatherings along the side where different bands would play, where you would, you know, you'd float down and the first band might be Trampoline Jet Stream, and then you'd float a little further and there'd be another band. Any interest in doing something off the wall like that?
Yeah, I think I heard him talking about that. We did an interview with him a couple weeks ago, and we were talking. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be really fun. Different. And
I had to get him on the show to talk about that because the idea just struck me as so cool. I'm from upstate New York, from your area, a little place called Holland Patent. I know the West Canada Creek and the fishing country up there, and I miss it terribly. But, yeah, that would be such a neat thing. I told him he could probably really make a name for himself, too, because if he gets some videos of that and, you know, get some well-put-together little packages up on YouTube, he's going to draw an awful lot of attention. And that would be really great, not only for him and the artist, but for the area, too, for upstate New York. I think you'd get an awful lot of mileage on the around the music world with something like that. That is neat. I really like that idea. Before we run out of time here, and we've been talking about the band and your music and everything, we got a track we're going to be playing here next. And I thought perhaps you'd tell us about it. It's called 4 Days on End.
Oh, yeah. So this one, this one was very interesting. We started recording, actually, a very similar scenario. We started recording at the end of 2018. And, of course, with my vocal injury, I couldn't sing the parts yet. So, you know, pretty much the next summer, almost a year later, I actually finally recorded the tracks. And then we were saying, you know, we'll put that in the stockpile. It was sort of a B-side. And then eventually, once the pandemic started, we figured that would be a perfect song to put out and along with the quarantine EP. So we're really psyched about that.
Fantastic. Now, before we let you go, tell the folks where they can find you on your line and maybe how they can get your music.
Yeah, so you can just, if you search Trampoline Jet Stream on pretty much any platform, you should be able to find us, and you'll see the album title for Days on End. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram, Trampoline Jet Stream. Twitter is Tramp Jet Stream. And then Facebook is Trampoline Jet Stream. You pretty much could type that anywhere, and we should pop up right at the top, even YouTube as well.
Gotcha. Want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing some time with us today, telling us your story, and letting us in kind of behind the scenes to know what's going on with you guys. And I'm really sorry to hear about the voice problems you had, especially the fact that it took you so long. I can relate because I've had some lesser problems over the last year or so, but fortunately it's still working. I haven't had to take a year off or anything, but I wish you all the very best. I hope you are completely over that and don't have any recurrences of that. And hopefully we'll get on the downside of this coronavirus and not have recurrences of that to where we can get back to something resembling a bit of normalcy. But again, thank you both. Thank you, all four of you, the two guys who aren't able to be with us today. Keep in touch with us, please. We have a lot of pages around social media. One I have is on Facebook, the David Bowers Awards groups page, and that is there so that our guests and really anybody in the music world that has music-related news, whether it's releases, tours, rumors, anything you've got that you want to share with the listeners, post it up on that page on Facebook. We'll pick it up from there and share it with our other social media sites. So don't hold back. That's what it's there for. So go ahead, post your stuff on there. And as I said, please do keep in touch with us. You're part of the family now, and we want to hear from you. So wish you all the very best there. Ladies and gentlemen, they call themselves Trampoline Jetstream, and this is For Days on End.
When you said I could stay here, did you think it'd be this long? Let's not forget it, are we under martial law? Procrastinate past days, still got to nothing. The net has flexed my face, 6 feet from touching with no face.
Trampoline Jetstream from Utica, New York, and we thank you guys so much for being here on the David Bowers Awards. We really enjoyed that, and we will be looking forward to keeping track of you, where you're going, what you're doing, and whatever other kind of strange and exciting adventures Z might be able to get you involved in. What you think, John Bon Jovial?
Nice couple of guys. Enjoyed speaking with them, and I do like their music. It really does... remind me, it's a throwback to the late 60s, and I like it very much because so much of the music from the late 60s was, you know, thematic and message worthy, and it was pretty good. I hope we get to hear more of them, and I hope we get them back in the studio again.
Speaking of thematic and message worthy, and those great little labels you tossed on them. I think our next group bears much of the of a similar atmosphere, because their music is very thematic. It is message worthy, and we've had them on before. We are so glad to be able to have them back on here with their new album and the title track from it, which we will be getting to a little bit after we talk to them. But first, we're going to introduce them with the tune that they introduced here on the David Bowers Awards. This is Focus Your Audio. You may remember this, Masquerade. Call themselves Focus Your Audio. I love that song. I loved it when they introduced it here on the show. I still do. Welcome, guys. Come on in. Say hello, Bobby and Sarah.
Hi, David.
How you
hello,
doing?
Hi,
Sarah. Glad you guys could be here. And every time I hear that song, I just picture what I'm not that historically accurate. I'm not a history buff to that extent, but what, the 15, 1600s and the masquerade balls they used to have?
Oh, right, yeah.
I know.
Waltzing back and waltzing back and forth with yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, I just I just picture those period images, and I really love that song, and I love you guys. You guys do some great stuff. It's so expressive, and you put your heart and soul into it. What you guys been up to? I mean, I know you've been working on some new music, but what else you been doing during this this period of shutdown during the virus?
Yeah, we've been writing a lot. So that's kind of, you know, being isolated and stuck in the house for, well, days and months on end. You know, we've been super creative and wanted to make sure that we stayed sharp and wrote a lot. And so, yeah, you know, we're just
I've been working.
Trying to get some...
Of course, Bobby was able to get some time off, but I'm a nurse, so I've been working time and trying. Oh, yeah, just busy. So things kind of didn't get quieter for me. They kind of got busier, but just keeping myself, you know, like Bobby said, the creative juice is going, and, of course, everything with COVID, just really, really, really busy with that. But, yeah.
Well, I do salute you, Sarah, because that's a very important position that you filled, and it's one of those that you do from the heart and very selflessly. And you and all the nurses, especially the ones that have worked during this episode that we've been going through, deserve our highest salutations. And they talk about they talk about heroes and superstars, and we have these athletes that make ridiculous amounts of money and get all the plaudits and everything, but it's people like our nurses that really deserve to be the superstars, and I salute you. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy.
You're very welcome. I'm so happy that you didn't have any negatives come out of it. We keep our fingers crossed for you there.
Yeah,
John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's great to have you guys back again, and it's so good to hear Masquerade again. I always was very impressed with that song, and it's just nice to have the memory refreshed, if you will. And I'm going to double what David just said about you, Sarah. You know, the work that you're doing, it's a thankless job, and you guys work your butts off. I know that. And I mean, not only because of the COVID thing, which has really exacerbated any stressful situation in a hospital, but just, you know, in general, what you guys do on the front lines is just a wonderful thing. My wife was just recently in the hospital, and the nurses that took care of her, I am so grateful to them, and I lamp unto their feet every day when I think about it. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I can second that.
Definitely the job of the heart, that's for sure.
I can second that. I had a couple of extended hospital stays back about 10 years ago, and the nurses in both hospitals were absolutely indispensable. It was... it was really, you know, it makes you feel good even in spite of the bad times that make you feel bad. It makes you feel good to know that there are really people who care so much and give so much of themselves to make life better for somebody else. That's a beautiful thing. So what you got on the hopper? What's come? Oh, you're welcome. You deserve it. Believe me, you've earned it. What do you guys got on the hopper for coming up in the future here?
Well, we have a new single coming out this Friday, June 19th, and we recorded it with an amazing producer, Mike Young, we're so excited about this song. It's a little bit different than what we normally do, in just saying that it's a little bit more... I hate to say current, but it's, you know, It's got a really modern feel to it, and we're really, really happy with it, and we're really, really excited with it. And the guys that played on it are fantastic musicians, and we just couldn't be happier with this song.
And let's let the audience in. Would that by any chance happen to be this second track that we're going to be playing of yours?
It might just be.
well, good. Like I said, I'd like to clue my audience in and tell them what to listen for, what they're going to be hearing. So we'll keep in mind that this closing track, after we've talked to you, might just possibly be the new track that's coming out. I think you said this coming Friday?
Yeah, Friday, the June 19th. Yeah, you can get it on all digital platforms.
Fantastic.
You can pre-save it now as well.
You can pre-save it now through our website. Yeah.
Which is?
www.focusyouraudio.ca. And it's right on the header, right on the main page. And yeah, you can click it and pre-save it if you want to get notified on Friday when it's out.
Fantastic. And I will accent to our listeners, because we get so used to saying things that we kind of rattle them off without thinking, but you kind of buried the CA at the end there. And I'm afraid that listeners might be going, I'm looking for focusyouraudio.com. No, it's focusyouraudio.ca for Canada.
It is.
Because this lovely couple is from up on the north side of the border. You're out of where now?
Vancouver.
We're to Vancouver.
You know, I was going to say Vancouver, but I didn't want to say it and, you know, insult you if it was the wrong city. So I figured, hey, I'll go ahead and let you say it.
Canada.
Yeah, it's also very cautious on my part, too. So.
Oh, don't worry about if I'm going to
stick my foot in my mouth, I'm going to do it very quietly, or at least attempt to.
And professionally.
No, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing
They're
about
probably
appearances
east anyway,
now?
So.
I'm sorry?
Sorry? Oh, no, go ahead.
I was
sorry.
Asking. No, I was going to say, what are you guys doing in the line of appearances? You get it? You planning stuff? You got something already planned, or what?
Not really. I mean, we've been doing some live streaming shows, just like the rest of the musical world. We have a tour planned for August, but whether or not that's going to happen, we're still not sure. We would love it to happen, but we're being optimistic. Nothing's been canceled yet, but as the summer months start to roll up on us, we're not sure of what's going to happen, later on in the summer. Yeah. So again, we want to be optimistic about it. And we have a gentleman from Seattle, Tobias the Owl, who's a fantastic singer-songwriter, multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, that's going to join the tour with us. And then a local guy here as well, Jaron. So, yeah, I mean, that would be fantastic if we could do that. So, but, we'll see as the months roll on.
Sure. And let me remind you to go ahead and post your live streams on my Facebook groups page, because we will take it and pass it on to our other social media sites, spread the word, and get some more people out to listen to you on that. If you do, so be sure and get that on there, far enough in advance to do some good, so we can get the word out and tell people all about it.
Great. Thank you so much. We'll do that for sure.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Oh, you're very welcome. And we are so happy to have you come back and see us when you have new music coming out. Now, I will go ahead and I will share the word to the audience that the new album is called Shades, and the new title track is obviously Shades, and that is, in fact, the track that we're going to be playing next. So in the minute or so we have left, tell the folks about the song, the album as a whole, the concept and everything.
Shades is about kind of, sometimes you have to burn some things down and fan the flames and just let them burn. And then let growth come from that. And so this song is very much about letting go of the old and coming into the new and fanning the flame sometimes so that things might burn a little faster and you can maybe move on a little quicker. It's a more stripped down song than Masquerade. Masquerade was a very grand song, a very big mm-hmm. song, lots of cello and lots of extra instruments, whereas this song has a lot more harmonies, actually, than Masquerade ever did, and it's very guitar-driven, so it's a much more stripped down song. And we did do the song once before, just acoustically, but we felt it did need a full production. So before we went on to some of our other new music, we wanted to revisit this song because it was actually our very first song that we ever wrote together. And we felt that it deserved to have a bit more production to it. So this is Shades.
Very good. And, you know, not only is your music so well constructed musically, but it's so well thought out. So sometimes the thoughts are so intense that you can tell that it's more than just a, you know, something that you sat down and created on the spur of the moment. You've obviously put a lot of thought into it, and it shows. Great sound. Thank you so much for being here with us. We do look forward to hearing from you and keeping track, you know, keeping in touch as we have. Thank you so much for that. And ladies and gentlemen, here they are. They call themselves Focus Your Audio. This is the title track of the new album, which will be out Friday the 19th. It's called Shades.
Here's some dry inside. Running round, stoking on those fires.
I come from
They call themselves Focus Your Audio, Sarah and Bobby from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we thank them so much. We thank all of our guests, Focus Your Audio, of course, and Trampoline Jetstream. And we thank Smith Sisters Bluegrass for sharing their lovely Father's Day anthem with us. Thank you all so much. And thank you, our listeners, for making this show possible. Without you, there would be no show. It would be just John and I sitting around yakking with each other and playing music, and the neighbors would absolutely hate us. So thank you for giving us something to do and, you know, legitimize our lives a little bit. Thanks again. We want to see you here next week on the David Bowers Awards. John Bon Jovial, come on in and take us home.
All right. Well, I'll get the motor running here, David. Folks, you did it again. We thank you so much for spending an hour with us, and we hope to see you back here next week right on this show, the David Bowers Awards, which, by the way, is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and it is available for free on most of the major streaming services. Be sure to follow the David Bowers Awards on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, of course, and also at colleges all over the country on the College Underground Radio Network. Pretty cool. Join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM 106.3 on your FM radio dial. That's Rochester Free Radio. And, of course, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 to 7 UTC. Until next week, for the David Bowers and Nick, our marvelously long-haired geeky engineer, I am yours truly, the lovably and legendary John Bon Jovial, saying wash your hands, keep your distance, love each other. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.